Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy. Turns out I don't know the words to that song.
No one does.
I thought I would.
I don't think, nobody does.
Yeah.
But if you asked me, do you know the words to Kiss from a Rose? I'd be like, yeah,
every single one.
Everybody does. But it's just.
Two fun facts about that song.
Is that Seal?
Yes, it's Seal.
And it was just Seal.
Oh my God, Seal. He wrote it for the Batman movie. It was like a song for a movie. It wasn't just a banger. And two, here's my opinion on this. Seal seems like a great fucking guy, but that face is tough.
Yes.
That face is tough.
We know.
And he was married to Heidi Klum.
Burn victim Seal has a tough face.
Tough face. And I just wanted to be like, God, he must be absolutely railing
that's
that
also
bitch.
Like cool points for Heidi Klum.
100% yes, for sure. But
which actually, I'm saying that might be a motivator for her, like it might be like she's not actually cool, she's like, this will give me cool points.
Check out this burn victim I'm tolerating.
Yeah
Maybe
he's probably a good hang.
Of course. Kiss from a Rose guy,
good hang. Like, he's probably a good hang with a good hang.
Yeah. Hey folks, now we're cooking with gas.
We're doing a podcast.
We're doing a podcast. We're riffing, we're raffing.
We're talking about burn victim Seal off the jump for some reason.
Well, then we're going to, this is a feminist killjoy episode. We always plan the episodes, and when we have guests, we try to tailor it to the guests. And especially if we've got a goofy person, we're like, let's throw a little goof in here.
Time.
And then when it's us, boy, oh boy.
It's just like a bummer to look at the like sheet of things.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, here's another way that it sucks to be a girl.
Yeah. Hey man, we gotta broadcast out to the world the feelings. We're angry. We're ornery women. So I'm gonna start.
This is also what I've been doing in therapy because like my life is okay right now.
Sure,
I've just been like getting on the phone with my male therapist, being like, and another thing that men don't realize they're doing. And he's like, totally, bitch. He's like, absolutely.
Oh my God. Well, it's you start to go into like bigger life, like.
Yeah,
isn't
like
this unfair?
My therapist and I are having conversations about like ideas.
Yes, me too right now.
Like, we used to be having conversations about like, I can't stop drinking long enough to get a job. And now I'm like, the thing about weaponized incompetence, and I'm saying this theoretically because I'm not experiencing it. Uh-huh. Like, what are we mad about?
We're TED talking at each other.
Yeah.
It is fun when you come in with a hot, like when my dad, I don't know if I talked about this in the pod.
Yeah.
He wrote a letter to my brother.
Yeah.
Nothing to me. Hurtful.
That'll happen.
And
That's going to happen.
Oh, okay. I know. Well, he wrote him a letter with the care of a therapist. And this was what was so interesting about this. One, what therapist, what crank?
Okay, but here's the thing that we have to remember.
Uh-huh.
People lie to their therapists.
True. Good point.
And there's also, in every job, there are people who are bad at it.
Yeah. And my dad.
My therapist says that to me all the time. I'll be like talking shit about someone and I'll be like, but he's in therapy. And my therapist is like, there's a lot of bad therapists.
Yeah, true. And my dad was like very charismatic and had a lot of money. So he could get someone on the payroll who would enable his bullshit.
Like, half the time it's like therapy is not real.
Oh, for sure. But I was like, wouldn't, if it was a good one, because it costs money, wouldn't they sniff out his little sociopath?
But I think like those people who are paying that much money to have a therapist don't want someone who's going to be like, here's the truth about you.
Right.
They want someone who's going to be like, buy, sell.
Yeah. Sell.
Bye.
You're the best dad that ever was.
Right.
So he, in conjunction with some quack, maybe there wasn't even a therapist. He just like, he was like Dr. Schmorden Schmalen. And so he wrote a letter to my brother. The first half of the letter was kind of taking accountability for him being a bad father. It was like, you are, and it was also incredibly condescending. It was like, you are different than me.
Yeah.
And like, you're like, he has ADHD. So it was like, I know you can't function in society.
Right.
undertone, because you're an idiot.
Stupid and dumb and wrong.
Yes.
You came out wrong.
Yeah, totally. And then, but then it was like, I was like my father and the world is easier for men like me and my father. And I'm like, what? White, rich, and horrible?
Yeah, we got it.
You run the shit. Noted. We know that. But so it was kind of like, so I know the world is harder for you. And then it was like, but I cher-. This is where I was like, who the hell is this? This is a therapist. Where it was like, I cherish you for your difference. Like some like, even though you're a fucking, I love you anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the son part, I think, that was like why he decided.
My son. This was like, I love when a guy is like, my son.
Don't you dare talk to
that
my
is,
son.
In our world, that's so dead.
Yeah, yes.
Like
for
everyone
sure.
we know as a son is like, my son.
I don't know, that's my fucking son.
Nobody's like, this is my boy, my son. This is the my family name.
It's the legacy bearer. The crown is passed down.
Absolutely. What do you mean?
was your dad like that with, like, sorry, was your grandpa like that with your dad? Was he doing my son
stuff?
I don't know.
I didn't know him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He died when my dad was like in his 20s.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Your family really is cursed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. My mom's dad was like, my daughter.
Yeah.
Because
my
mom was like the one, like one of the ones in her family. If anybody's watching this, but we know she was the one.
Yeah.
Who like handled the shit.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Like my mom was like the perfect age when my mom's mom died when she was 16.
Oh, that's so
cool. She was like the oldest one who still lived at the house.
Yeah.
You know? So she was like
The older sister mother. Yeah, yeah.
So my grandpa became very much like my daughter Nancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The heir to the throne. And my mom was like, I'm gonna move to Albany.
Yeah.
And like
she's
very successful, but she was like, I'm not gonna like what?
That's cool that she was like, fuck this noise. I'm not gonna be your little fucking.
I mean, she's like very much like a successful businesswoman,
sure.
But I think she was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I was my father's son daughter for sure. It was so terrible. And then the second half, the back end was where it got really spicy and fun. He went like, you introduced me to the movie Layer Cake. And I'm like, we're doing movie quotes?
What?
Okay, you are a wacky bitch. But the movie Layer Cake has this speech, and I just watched it a week before, and I remember this speech, and I'm like, this is so something my fucking dad would like suck himself off to. So he referenced the movie Layer Cake, and he was like, you recently introduced me to Layer Cake, and there's a speech in that movie, like, I watched a week before this letter dropped, which makes me so magical thinking and suspicious.
I know,
like,
but that's just like,
I was like, I don't need this thought in my mind
nothing.
Right now. But it was basically like, when you're on the bottom of the layer cake, you take the most shit. And then in life, you climb up the layer cake.
Which, by the way, is like a pretty bad analogy.
Right. Well, who's like, climbing up a cake?
Also, since when is the bottom of the layer of a cake eating shit?
Right.
Like maybe like an aquarium would.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's like not
sense.
At all. It does. It's nothing.
No, it's hot. Nothing.
It's truly nothing.
But he loved like quotes and shit that made no sense.
Yeah.
Just to like run his fucking yapper. So he was like, I'm at the top of the layer cake. And I'm like,
okay.
And so, but he was like, you're at the bottom again.
Again.
Mean.
Not really necessary.
Right.
You couldn't have put him in the middle.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Also, not for nothing, your brother's not at the bottom.
No.
There are people that are like, don't have money for food.
Yes, yes.
But, like, right. What do you mean you're at the bottom?
But to him, my brother.
Your dad, like, can't
the guy walking
fathom
down Delancey.
Anyone having it worse than your brother who, like, has a home.
Yes, like, has a home, a job, and a child.
Yeah.
And he's like, but you're not a CEO. So to me.
You're the bottom.
You're a fucking sucker fish just on the bottom. And he was like, I hope one day you climb to the top. And, like, I don't.
You ascend.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you're just going to like give me a little task.
Right. What happens when you're on the top of the layer cake? I hang out with you.
Right.
That's going to be a pass.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay at the bottom.
You.
That's going to be a no.
I think I'm going to go and like join a tiramisu.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want
to be part of the layer cake. Well,
I want to be in a cinnamon bun with all my fun friends.
Right.
Not in
just
the layer cake
running
with
around.
You. Yeah. 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 Maybe life's not a pyramid, but a circle.
Maybe.
You ever think about that?
Yeah, I think about that. Maybe we help each other.
Yeah, maybe if you didn't believe in hierarchies, you would have been able to connect with other people.
These analogies are poo.
It's hard.
Maybe I'm a peanut butter cookie. You're just like saying stuff.
Maybe I'm rice pudding. Is this thing on?
By the way, maybe I'm rice pudding.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best of the best.
You know what I mean? But yeah. It's underrated.
I'm melted. There's nobody rice wants in to me say they like reason.
It, oh. But then when you get some, it's pretty good. There's a little cinnamon.
It's a little it's a little thing of semen, and you gobble it up.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Who knows?
The reason this came up is because you were like, when you get to walk into therapy and be like,
yes.
I have one.
And this was like, I was like, this week we got a banger.
Yeah.
Alice is going to get her weave blowed back.
That's also
this
really
one.
Fun when like things have been going well. So for like a while you haven't had one. Like yeah. When my ex texted me, I was like, guess what?
Hey, we're so back.
We're
baby.
So back.
Yeah.
And but yeah. Then like my therapist was just like, don't respond. And I'm like, I thought this would take an hour.
Yeah. Okay. And like, yes.
Now what? Now we have
going...
to talk about like how my family scapegoated me. I don't want to.
Yeah. We already know.
I want to talk about current events.
Right. Have you heard of Brat Summer?
Yeah.
Tim Walz?
By the way, not to like fall for Demlib propaganda.
Oh, I love him.
I love him.
Oh.
I love him. I love that he's like... these guys are weird.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's exactly what we needed.
I love that he's like, this guy fucked a couch and we all know it. And
he made a little couch reference and did see what
Dude,
I did there.
I'm like, I wrote a stand-up bit about this, so whatever, but he is running for president the way that you run for class president.
Yes.
Or vice president. He's being like, the other guy's weird. Also, everybody knows he fucked that couch, which is like so high school.
He's being like a mean girl.
He's literally being like, this is a popularity contest and that guy's weird.
Yeah, well, that's what Trump was doing.
And I know. And we've never done it. Not we, because like, I'm not a Democrat.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You guys know what I mean.
Yeah.
But we've never had a guy who's like, you stink and are weird.
That's poo.
Like Democrats are always like, policy and diplomatic.
They're finger waggers, and that's why everyone hates
boring,
us.
And,
yeah.
And Trump is like, your wife's a dog. And so it's like so nice to have a guy who's like, you fucked a couch.
Everyone knows it.
Everybody knows it. You're weird. I don't like you. I don't really care for your energy. Your vibes are bad.
Yes.
It's like, I fucking love that this guy just kept, he kept going on local news and being like, these guys are weird, until he was made the potential vice president.
Slash, like, kind of low key president a little bit. Like, Kamala's a tough sell in with her history.
Yeah, but that also is like, she's a woman.
No, I know. There's so many landmines with this one.
But I mean, I think she's also like the coolest version of what that can be.
Yeah.
Like, she's like the coolest version of what a career Democrat former prosecutor
right.
could be, because she's being like, say it to my face.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We did need that.
Let me finish.
And she's like playing that Kendrick Lamar song at her rallies.
They're also like, I feel like they've infiltrated. Megan Thee Stallion
yes.
and Charli XCX.
Yeah.
They are pushing social media.
And Chappell Roan.
Yeah, dude.
People are saying that Tim Walz is
princess.
Midwest Princess.
I know. They're
literally the rise and fall of the Midwest Princess.
It's happening. It's all happening. Mike, did you hear the Tim Walz speech?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
he said,
so did you
hear the thing about how J.D. Vance?
Yeah,
fucked
which
a couch?
I gotta be honest, I don't. Not that I'm a J.D. Vance supporter, I don't find it. I don't find the couch thing that weird because every man has fucked a couch.
Yeah, but we shouldn't ever hear about.
Well,
it.
Do you know how?
Fair.
Do you know how it went down? Because the way it went down is what's truly funny about it. Okay, so J.D. Vance wrote a book called The Hillbilly Elegy,
yes.
which is crazy because he went to Yale,
yeah.
but whatever. Just keep baiting poor people into thinking that you're the same as them.
Yeah.
You liar pig tech nightmare monster. So then he, like, someone posted somewhere on the internet, like, specifically the page numbers
yeah.
where J.D. Vance talks about fucking a couch.
And it's like, it didn't need to be in the book.
It wasn't in the book.
Oh.
It's not in the book. So some incredible
That's
jester
awesome.
Was like, on page blah, 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 blah.
I thought it was in the book.
J.D. Vance admitted to putting a latex glove with lube in it in between the cushions of a couch and fucking it.
Awesome.
And so then it set a blaze on the internet and it was amazing. And then there's like a fact checking website.
Yeah.
That like, I don't know the name of
Snopes?
It. No, it's even more official than that.
Oh.
So they came out with a like, no, J.D. Vance did not.
And that's the thing they're going to fact check, by the way.
Right, right.
Like, these guys lie all the time. They're going to be like, he didn't have sexual relations with that couch.
But then they had to redact it because they were like, well, we can't technically say
he for sure
that he for sure didn't fuck a couch. And then
and that rules.
And then it was absolute anarchy.
And so Tim Walz made a speech, and at the end he was like, by the way, I would love to debate J.D. Vance. Or yeah, if, yeah, right, if he can get off the couch and show up.
Hoo-ah!
That's good.
And then
good.
He did
that's
one of these.
Slam.
He went,
yeah. He almost like, you know.
He did like a, did I do
what
that?
Did I say?
And I was like, yeah! USA!
We're back!
I was like, Dem Lips forever, baby. Who cares about war?
I don't care. Let's do more war as long as daddy's on
track. Let's do more war.
I know.
Let's do more war. Let's not care about the real issues. Let's talk about this.
Let's dance around. Yeah.
And also, just like, by the way, I'm going to say this, and whatever you think about it is what you think about it. I'm sure that a lot of people who listen to this podcast are like leftists the way we are and sure. don't love Democrats and don't want to vote for them and blah, blah, blah. It's easier to organize when fascism isn't happening. So just fucking vote for the lady.
Yeah, for sure.
Just vote for the lady. You don't have to fucking love her.
Yeah.
But it's going to be easier to change things than to do it under the guy who wants to give cops impunity.
It's the Project 2025 shit is...
Like, just vote for the fucking late. Just, like, whatever,
yeah,
dude.
She's corny. She talks about coconut trees.
And yes, she's wrong about a lot of shit that we care about.
Yeah, but maybe... And she maybe has been pilled up in the past. Who wouldn't
cares?
Be pilled up?
Just fucking... Just get over it. I don't know what to tell you. There's no time left to organize a third party revolution.
Yeah, I know. It simply won't happen. So like just I know
just
that you want
it.
Things to be a certain way, and I agree with that, but like
we all do.
Reality.
But
is
things
here.
Are not gonna there's only one way for things to become that way.
And have it be with
Did you just get a Hinge notification?
No, CapCut. Oh. Also, by the way, I've been like cheating on my fiance
I was
since
like,
I got
we're
fake
talk
boobs.
About that. CapCut does look like Hinge, and it scares me.
Triggering,
every time I see it.
Triggering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just gonna start cheating on Dan.
That'd be amazing if on air you got a Hinge notification and I mentioned it.
Cut.
What?
Cut it.
CapCut that.
Yeah. Ooh, hey.
And we're back.
Now we're riffing.
We're so back,
baby. And
enough about the politics. You guys already, you know.
You get
You're
it.
You're going to vote for the lady.
Yeah. And Mike, you should watch JD. Or fuck, you should watch Tim Walz's speech. You'll
yeah,
cry.
It really gets you riled
it
up.
It really does. It,
I will.
It reminds you of a dad. I cried watching it in the bath.
It really reminds me of my dad a lot. Like, my dad was a football coach and like... A Democrat.
I never met your dad, but I was texting you and I was like, what I know about your dad, public servant.
Tim Walz is very my dad coded.
Oh, and now I'm like, God, I wanted to know him.
I know, he was cool.
Yeah. Well, that's.
And Tim Walz and Kamala Harris both have like cool daughters. Like,
do
cool.
they? Oh, yeah.
Well, Kamala Harris's daughter, I think, lives in Bushwick.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Has like little tattoos and.
Do you think she eats
cool.
pussy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then Hope Walz is like a social worker.
Created by IBS.
Somebody was like filming a conversation with her and was like, did you give him the couch joke? And she was like, I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah, let's go. Let's see Kamala Harris's daughter's pussy.
Well, it'd be cool if like they dated.
Oh, can you imagine?
And I don't know if Hope Walz is gay, but.
Just do it for the bit.
For the bit?
For America.
Also, you're a girl. You're gay.
You don't love America?
But it's like, you're a girl. If you're a girl, you can be gay.
Girls are gay. Boys are autistic. Everyone's gay.
Girls have BPD. Boys have autism. Boys are straight and girls are gay.
That's it.
That's
these
what
are the,
it
that's
is.
The rules. Listen,
that's what it is.
Broad strokes. This is the truth. So speaking of inflammatory things, we're doing politics and soapbox today. fucking in the Olympics, there is a born woman, but she is she's intersexed.
No, she's a woman.
Right, but I guess she...
She's not.
Is she not intersexed?
No, and also it's intersex. There's no...
All right, well, anyways, start from the beginning.
No, she is a woman with high levels of testosterone.
Sure, and they tested her. She's within the range of what
she's
is...
She's a woman.
Yeah, so...
She's a biological 100% woman.
Yes, and fucking J.K. Rowling is out here running her fucking white feminist mouth again.
Yeah, this is so fucking stupid and dumb and bad. And it's, ugh. It's a nightmare. This woman, this like legitimate woman, I don't want to say legitimate woman, like trans women aren't legitimate, but you guys fucking know what I mean. This biological woman is a boxer.
Yeah.
And she punched another woman, and that other woman was like, that was too hard. She must be a man. And it's like, I mean, there's been like plenty of tweets about this, but it's like, you showed up to the who can punch the hardest competition and you got punched really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what fucking happens.
Yeah. And also kind of didn't she bow out like after the first punch?
Yes.
That's,
you lost.
That's also fucking cool to punch someone one time and then they're like, no, thank you. Wow.
Yeah. And also, by the way, I don't remember this woman's name, but she was so cool. She like had a match with another woman who had been like posting about how she's a man and blah, blah, blah. And she won the fight, or I don't know, the fight was over. And then she shook her hand and was like, you were great.
What? Oh, wow. See the shit that you take and you just rise above. And JK Rowling.
It's also like, can you imagine if you were like on TV and everybody was like, this must be a man?
It's yes.
I mean, like, well, there's no amount of eyebrow waxing in the world that would make me feel good about myself.
We get called like ugly and stupid and fat on like with like 5,000 followers.
But, like, not by the news.
That's what I'm saying. The world stage
like,
is like
the news.
You're a dog.
It's like,
you're a boy.
Oh my God.
You're a boy dog.
You're a boy dog.
And you have to like date,
and you have to be like, just so you guys know, I'm a girl.
It's fucking terrible.
That's horrible.
And this is what brings me to TERFs.
Yeah.
And obviously we're anti-TERF here. We are not
like big time,
anti-TERF. We're not white feminists. We're the good guys. We keep saying it over and over again.
We are like technically white and feminist.
Right, right. But we don't hang out with those guys.
No.
And I was talking to my friend, my gay friend, about TERFs. And I'm like, I don't get why they get such a bee in their bonnet about trans people. Like, not in the like, they're so mean. I'm just like, what is the underlying thing here? Because one of them they say is like, oh, they're going to go in the bathroom and rape us. And
which like, is like crazy.
They don't believe it and no one believes it.
But and to camera, anybody can go in a bathroom and rape you.
Right.
Like, you think a rapist is going to be like, it says only girls in here.
Right.
What are you fucking talking about? If someone wants to rape you in a bathroom, they're going to go into the bathroom.
I don't want
to
be rude.
They're not going to, like, be trans about it.
Yeah.
They're not going to become trans to do it. They're going to just walk into the fucking bathroom.
Taking testosterone.
That's so fucking dumb to think that that's how it would happen.
So we know that that one's such an easily dismissed one.
Yeah.
But the one that my friend Kendall said to me, which is, like, really insidious and also like, oh man, TERFs hate the idea that like men could prefer a trans woman to them.
Yes.
There's like, it's actually funny. They're kind of legitimizing them as women because they're viewing them as threats.
Yeah.
They're like, there could be a trans woman who's just like simply so hot and cool and happens to either.
And guess what? There are.
Of course.
What is a TERF?
A trans exclusionary radical feminist.
All right.
So it's basically women who are like, I'm such a feminist that if you're trans, you don't count. And it's like, well, that's not what it is.
Right, right.
That's actually the opposite of what it is. But pop off queen.
And also like to take the steps, surgery, hormones that it takes to, you know, transition.
To actually transition. Like fully transition medically.
Oh my God, they want to be a woman so fucking
They are a woman. That is a woman.
Like, they're
what are you talking about? All women ever do shit to make themselves more woman.
Right. They opting into this world of terror where like everyone hates them.
Right.
And you're more vulnerable to sexual assault, especially trans women.
Yeah. And that's the other thing that TERFs hate about trans women is they're like, well, you didn't experience misogyny, so you don't count.
Right.
And it's like, sorry, do you think her life was easy?
Right.
Do you think being a closeted trans woman wherever, anywhere, and being a little boy who knew you were a girl, do you think that was a fucking cakewalk?
Yeah. And
Shut the fuck up.
And now they're going to, and I would argue.
And now they're going to experience trans misogyny, which is worse.
And they grew up within the constraints of patriarchy, like as male presenting. So they know what it is, and they had the bravery to be like, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I hate this. I'm going to be who I am.
You're telling me you don't want those women on the fucking team?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like come on. That's so stupid.
And it's, I do think so much of it is being threatened.
And it's like,
by a sexual, like
literally, like going to therapy once will make you realize that that's your problem and not her problem.
Yes. Like, you don't even know her.
You have such low self-esteem that women can't be trans.
Yes.
What are you fucking talking about? Shocking. Work on yourself. Pick up a fucking hobby and find something that makes you like yourself.
Yeah. And it can't be to write Harry Potter because you already did that.
You already did that. And the fact that that didn't, I mean, the fact that you wrote Harry Potter and still have low self-esteem is so embarrassing.
It's humiliating.
That's literally embarrassing.
Right.
You shouldn't be like shouting that from the rooftops. That sucks. That's so lame.
It's also like, so I always view anti-trans stuff the way that like, we used to be openly hostile towards gay people, and now we're like, oh, whoopsie on that one.
We?
Like, no, I mean me.
People.
Yeah, people, society. Yeah. It used to be totally okay to be hostile towards
gay
people.
And it still is in a lot of places.
For sure, but it's like a social faux pas now or something where it's like, oh, I like gay people, but like, whatever. Or my friend is gay or whatever like shitty thing that you say to prove that you're not homophobic. It's going to be the same with trans rights. In 20 years,
yes,
you're gonna be
wrong.
Embarrassed by being a public bigot. You can't even take a fucking beat and go.
Also, like, why are you? It's these are all women who don't know any trans people.
Yeah, sure.
So it's like, in what way at all does this woman's decision affect your life?
Yeah.
Because you can theorize about her being a threat to you.
Sure.
But she isn't because you don't fucking know her.
Right, right.
Like, I know trans women. I don't think of them as a threat to me because they're just women I know.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is not a real thing. This is like some fucking boogeyman you've created.
Well, and white feminism TERFs are like the worst of white women in that everything is centered around them and their narrative and their identity as like a victim of everything.
Right.
And the idea that you can create someone who will steal a man from you or will be.
I also think there's something to the fact that like they really resent the idea that someone has it worse than them.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They treat black women this way. Like they're like, we're the same as black women. And it's like, you're not.
How could you possibly think that?
Like there are people that societally have it worse than you and you just have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And guess what, babe? That's actually a pretty lucky thing.
Yes. Yes.
Like stop acting like that's the worst thing in the world. You want to be at the bottom of the layer cake?
Full circle. Yeah.
It's okay to be in the middle.
Right.
Or the second layer.
Help pull someone up the parfait.
And no one's
bitch.
Saying you have to like stop being mad that white men have it better.
Right, right.
None of us are saying that.
Yeah, I think they believe they're conceding by being like other people have different or harder struggles. I also J.K. Rowling was like on welfare when she wrote Harry Potter. Her mom had MS. Like, she was struggling, for sure. She would go to a coffee shop. She would write. I was a Harry Potter fucking fan. I knew a lot about this woman. And it's like, okay, but imagine all those things, but trans.
Right.
And you can't empathize with that.
Right.
You know what a struggle is, but you can't just do that last.
Yeah. I mean, there's also like this whole thing is like they just create unrealistic. They make up things to be concerned about.
Sure.
So they'll be like, well, the problem with trans people is like now kids are going to start transitioning. And it's like, no, they aren't.
Right.
You have to go through so much psychological evaluation to have any sort of gender reaffirming surgery before you're 18. It's like not happening.
They're also actively creating laws to stop it now.
But it's like, and they're like, well, they're going to put kids on puberty blockers. Okay. If that kid changes their mind, they take them off it and the kid goes through puberty.
Right.
What are we talking about? What are we fighting about? This is like not a thing at all.
I think TERFs
and it's the same thing with the sports. They're like, well, trans women are competing in women's sports and they have a biological advantage. Who?
Also, who cares about swimming?
Yeah. I mean, that's my bit about it.
You're bored.
Like,
yeah.
But it's also like, name one.
Right. Right. I simply can't.
Like, show me a trans athlete that's like the star of women's sports.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like when people say rape victims who become public about their assaulters become famous. And I'm like, it could not be the opposite.
Yeah,
it,
name
it could
one.
Not be right. Who has a TV
Amber
show?
Amber Heard.
Right.
Because every time she's on the internet, people are calling her a liar and a pig and a whore.
Yes.
So I don't think that's what that is.
She lost so much money.
Yeah.
That trial was destroyed her career. Like, there's no, it's like, advantage
yeah.
of being in these positions. You're the richest woman in England.
It's also
you're
like,
richer than the Queen.
Also, to like Tim Waltz this a little bit,
yeah.
it's weird and lame.
Yes.
It's very weird and lame to be like, I hate any like group of people for not what they've did, but not what they've done, but who they are.
Yeah, yes.
And like, we can be like, we hate white men, whatever, but like, that's about what they've done to us.
Yes.
You're talking about hating someone for who they are, and that's different, and that's lame and weird.
It's a Nightmare Blunt rotation. J.D. Vance, J.K. Rowling, Trump.
What's with the initials? What's with people who suck and going by their initials?
You're right, you're right. There's one cool person I know with initials, but...
Remember, I dated someone with initials.
Oh, you did. Girl math on that one.
Girl math. If somebody's going by their initials, maybe take a second look at them.
Yeah, take a little sniff around. Let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back. And we're back, folks.
Hello.
Sorry.
Sorry.
This is something you listen to maybe when you're driving and you're listening to a little Fiona Apple. Switch us on.
Just really get
in your feminine rage.
Yeah.
Speaking of rage... respectfully, the person who says, mostly man,
yeah.
who says, you gotta shoot your shot, is always the grossest pig nightmare imaginable.
Yeah.
And the person that they're shooting their shot with, quote unquote, could not remotely be interested in them.
Yeah.
They could not...
I'm going to simplify this.
Yeah.
That wasn't your shot.
Yes. The goalpost was never open. Yeah.
That was not your shot.
Yeah.
You took it and you fucked over the team.
Right. Exactly. And it's also like in our current world, I think we can all grow up and say, if women are interested in you,
you'll know.
You're going to know.
Or you'll at least think.
Right. Yes. And the guys who shoot their shot, I think, and again, I hate that fucking phrase. They'll like a picture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll ask you on a date.
Yeah, shoot your shot doesn't mean you have to bother me on the train.
Right, exactly. And it's like this idea of like, what? You don't want me to take a... I don't.
It's also like, there's this like underlying thing that's like, what? You don't believe in love?
Yes.
Like, what are you talking about? You want to fuck me.
Yes, you want to fuck me and I'm not giving you any indication that I feel the same way.
Yeah.
But yet... you must come talk to me, even though my eyes could not be rolling further to the back of my head.
Yeah. I mean, there's this like narrative that like you're gonna, if you don't shoot your shot, you might like miss out on the love of your life.
Yeah.
And I can tell you what, brother, if she was the love of your life, she would look at you.
Right. She would make any type of eye contact with
like,
you.
Whatever. She would do anything.
If someone actively doesn't make eye contact with you, if someone works hard to not make eye contact with you,
right.
they're not interested.
Yeah.
This happened to me. I was at a comedy club, one of the most rancid misogynistic comedy clubs in New York City. And there's, do you remember that fucking guy that Charlie used to hang out with? Whatever I'll say.
Yeah.
His name. Yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably one of the most annoying
guys
I've ever met. I remember the first time I met him, we were at like a birthday thing. And at a certain point I was like, what's with you, dude?
Do you remember he was like, just like being the worst.
Yes.
And then at one point he could see that you and I were in the corner hard judging.
Yeah.
Hard. And he looks at us and he goes, just so you know, I'm not always like this. And I went, I've never seen you be like anything else. I have never seen you be like anything else.
This is the opening act.
So.
And I'm not really thrilled.
I'm going to go ahead and mark you as like this.
Yes. And then afterwards, he was trying to do fucking like dirt bike tricks. He had some sort of motorcycle thing.
And yeah, he got drunk and crashed his motorcycle at a friend's birthday party.
Immediately biffed it, had to go to the hospital during COVID. And someone texted me that it happened on my way home. And I was like, fucking good. What an idiot.
Yeah, literally good.
Yeah.
I texted you.
Yeah, sure.
And we were both like, Okay.
You're like, maybe there is a plan. Maybe maybe God does exist.
But this, he's a shoot your shot guy.
100%. And he's like gross and had some like beautiful girlfriend, but she sang opera. So that was kind of weird and upsetting. But anyways, I digress. I was leaving this comedy club. I got catcalled in like a vicious, it was like, hey, how are you fucking doing? I was just like, didn't respond, didn't do anything. And then he went to the like, oh, what? You're like a fuck. You're better than me, you fucking pig. Yeah. Like, and those ones like scare me.
Well, yeah.
And he was with a group of dudes and no one said anything.
Yeah.
And so I got fired up and I went back to that. I followed them and I like went to the other dudes. I'm like, this is your fucking friend. Your fucking friend harasses women and you don't do anything about it. You think that's fucking cool. And inevitably was like, he's drunk. And I was like, oh, so that's an excuse. Like you're going to be walking around with this guy and you think that's cool.
Right.
They were all fucking pussies about it. He was gross. And I was so, you know, when you're angry, sad.
Yeah.
I was like furious and I wanted to cry because no one was like defending. I was just out here being like humiliated and no one was doing anything. I went back to the comedy club because one of our friends was there and I told him everything that happened. I think I cried.
Yeah.
I like went back to a back room and I was like crying to another woman being like, it's so fucking hard. I'm so exhausted. And this motorcycle crashing pig was like, well, you know, you got to shoot your shot. And I'm like, on what planet is like violently threatening a woman while you're drunk and with a group of guys shooting your shot?
Yeah.
I'll shoot my shot right to your fucking dick.
Also, just like to be like, the position I'm going to take on this is to defend that guy.
As you cry.
Yeah.
As you cry because you're scared.
That's so fucking dumb.
He was such a fucking nightmare. But like, that is the like, I can hit on a woman in a way that's distasteful and horrible. But I'm shooting my shot.
Yeah. I mean, this is just like classic. This guy, like these kinds of guys are always going to exist and always going to be like this. And it's like the actual, when people are like, oh yeah, you got to shoot your shot. What they mean is like, you know, that girl that you've had like a will they, won't they with forever.
Yeah.
Maybe tell her.
Right. Right.
That's what we mean.
Yes. Absolutely. You know?
That's what shooting your shot is.
Yeah.
It's not yelling at women in public.
Or DMing. Hello, gorgeous. Hello, beautiful. Hello, gorgeous.
Yeah. Or commenting on a picture of me with my boyfriend talking about how you want to fuck me.
Love that. Or calling all my boyfriends.
Hey, he gets notifications. He's tagged. Aww. Stop doing that.
Or calling every boyfriend I've ever had on social media gay and being like, I could please you better. Bitch, no, you couldn't.
No, you couldn't.
Shut your fucking trap. Shoot your shot right into your own fucking temple. I don't want to hear about you. You absolute idiot.
Also hilarious to be like, me, the guy who yells at women, knows what they want sexually.
Right, right.
What are you talking
about? That's a premature ejaculator right there. And also, if you ask a woman out and she gives a weird, uncomfortable excuse or like, oh, maybe
message received.
Right, right. Not.
Yeah, that's a no.
Yeah. maybe we leave
I'm
going
to go ahead and say anything that's not a yes is a no.
I've got many of those.
Yeah. That's
because if she actually is busy, if you say, do you want to go out Friday night and she actually is busy, she's going to say, I really would love to. I have something that night. Do you want to go out Saturday?
Yes.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
Anything that's not a yes, that's a no.
And just leave it.
I'm busy Friday, that's a no.
Yes.
And then leave it.
Just fucking leave it.
Baby, the shot has been taken and you missed.
It deflected. The goalie has deflected.
The goalie said no thank you.
And it's over. And it's over and it's disgusting and fuck you.
That's like the other sports analogy, just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score, which means I'm going to try to fuck this girl who has a boyfriend.
Oh, God. Ew.
What?
Sports, like soft date rape analogies.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
And as a girl with a goalie, you can't score.
You never will. You never can. Will.
The thing you're not considering is I love the goalie.
Yeah. Also, flip it.
He's kind of the best in the league. You know, you can't score.
Shout out to it. Can you imagine if I just kept asking out male comedians how quickly
Dude,
I'd
we've
be
known
a
women like that.
Yeah, I know. And
it's icky.
It's icky. Yeah.
It's so gross.
Or like we know someone who like hooked up with a person once or twice and the guy was like visibly fucking hammered. And she was just being like, baby, let's go. Yuck. Ladies is predators too.
Yeah.
And we see you. Just because you're hot doesn't mean everyone wants to fuck you. And just because someone's fucked you before doesn't mean if they're hammered and like maybe not that into you doesn't mean you get to like pull him into an Uber.
Yeah.
You're gross.
Everybody stop shooting their shot and just talk to people. Just have a conversation with someone.
Why don't you stop being so weird? In the words of our new dad, stop being so weird. Fucking weird, dude.
Stop being weird. I kind of want to circle back to everyone's fucked a couch. Mike?
Yes?
Have you fucked a couch, Mike?
Not the way that the allegations against JD. I didn't know that he like
formally.
Not like that. Yeah. But yeah, when you're like prepubescent or pubescent, like mm-hmm. you absolutely are like sticking your dick between cushions when nobody's home and uh-huh. stuff. But you never like finish into the couch.
I kind of think that this is why like it's amazing when men don't hate women because like oh, to you, I'm a couch. Like, no. I would also be annoyed if my couch wouldn't shut the fuck up, you know?
You pan to the video of the podcast. It's just two couches with microphones and hats.
We've been couches the whole time. Like, it would be annoying if my couch was, like, asking me to grow emotionally. Right. I get that. Yeah. That's annoying.
Yeah. You just want to watch the game.
I mean, I know men who have fucked cantaloupes.
Yeah.
I've never done anything like that.
Who have heated up two Ziploc bags full of lentil soup.
That's disgusting. But the couch is like very, I bet you if you poll like,
oh yeah,
like 50 men, 47
okay, what about
of
this?
Them would say that they did something like rubbed up against their couch in a way. That's a step beyond like filling a condom with something and jerking off into it. That's a little out there, but like.
Okay, but what about also, I'm so interested in like anything like that where you're like heating up a cantaloupe or whatever. Like, I'm so interested in like the process.
Yes.
And like when you feel ashamed.
The getting of the cantaloupe.
The going to the store.
Yeah.
The purchasing the cantaloupe, the cutting a hole in it. Like, at what point are you like, or are you the whole time just like, I gotta fuck this melon.
I'm locked in. I can't wait.
Locked in. Dude, I'm obsessed with the phrase locked in.
It's so good.
I'm locked in on this fucking melon. But wait, fuck, what was the other thing I was...
Well, I also, when you go to the store and you're buying it, if you have a female, like, lady cashier during it, are you like, she doesn't even know?
I know, they I'm must be. Do you remember there used cantaloupe? To be that show called 1,000 Ways to Die?
No.
Yes.
Okay, it was like this show on Spike where like, people would die in crazy ways, but they would do like these really over the top, like corny reenactments and like kind of make fun of the people. And all of it was like very sexual. Like there'd be like a guy who got in a car accident, but they'd be like, he was on his way to get pussy. Like it was like too sexual for no reason.
Yeah.
And there was one episode where a girl fucked herself with a carrot and like gave herself an air embolus and died.
Ugh.
A what?
It's like she and this
she
probably
pushed
didn't
air
happen.
In.
Yeah, and it like went to her heart. Who knows? She probably was like allergic to carrots.
Yeah,
but there's like in the reenactment, it's like a woman like walking through a grocery store and like touching like the cucumbers.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted to be an actress and
like
you're doing
like,
this
and being like not this one, and then she like. Finds the carrot and it's like wow, 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 and she like goes home and like puts on like a silk teddy and like fucks herself to death with a carrot.
Dude, 2003 was like, a weird time.
Yeah, and it's like, by the way, if that happened, that's not how it happened.
No, that woman would be
like
haggard.
A horrifically lonely woman found a carrot.
Yes, yes.
It wasn't this like hot single like
putting on negligee,
going to the grocery store and being like, this looks interesting. Ew. Like that's. But also, another thing, I was talking to my boyfriend. I'm sure he'll be fine with me saying this. I was talking to him. A guy at his job got fired because one of the reasons was because a woman that he works with went in the break room and the guy, like, had his pants, like, undone.
Yeah.
And
had
then,
his prick out.
Like, I think earlier that day, she saw him looking at, like, photos of naked women on his phone.
Get it together.
So he was jerking off in the break room. And
you can't wait.
My boyfriend and I were saying, like, okay, so my boyfriend and I were saying, can you imagine being so horny that you have to come at work?
It's crazy.
And then I said that to two boys that we're friends with who we like and are nice, and they both just looked at me and were like, yeah, I've done that.
Oh.
And then I found out that every fucking boy I'm friends with has jerked off at work, A, most of them on a plane, B, in the bathroom, and all of them... 100% of the boys in that conversation behind the wheel of a car.
What?
What is that about?
What, Mike?
I will admit to...
Oh, my God.
No, no, no. This is different, though. I when I was 15 and I worked at Six Flags,
yes.
I did do it once in, like, the bathroom. But I was 15, and, yeah. like, your hormones are, like, going nuts. And then I never did it again. I did it because it was just, like... You know, you don't have a lot of control of yourself at that age.
It was like, as my boyfriend said about jerking off in his own home once, it was like looking at a light because you have to sneeze.
Yes. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. But I did never as an adult.
But
I've never done that at
work. That's insane still.
Listen, it's not something that I tell people all the time.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying the concept of I must come at work.
Yeah.
Hold it.
Do you want to know something?
Yeah.
I've cummed at work.
Andrea.
I know. I'm a pig.
God.
Okay. Context.
How old were you?
Like early 20s. Okay.
All right. Everyone, yours is worse.
Everyone stop. Everyone stop. I'm not a sexual predator.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
This really backfired, huh, Lizzie?
I know.
No. I brought this up out of general curiosity and... Hey, ladies can be pigs too.
And you have a pig here to tell you about it. I worked in an office. God, I'm so gross. I worked in an office that was like a work live space. And so there was like a bathroom with a tub. And I used to work late and no one was in like the apartment that I was working in. So after a long day at work, I would like... take a bath.
Wait, was this the place you worked where you lived?
No.
I really tried to say
that. Oh, that would
there.
Be so
yeah.
different, though.
Yeah, that's so different. Yeah.
You could have said yes.
Nope, because this is a Truth Tellers podcast. And I would light a candle and I would J-O and take a bath. And then I would get on the train home. So
that is different, though.
Yeah, I'm also not a threat and no one's there. Like, I'm not a threat to...
That is different than just being in the shared break room.
No, it's crazy.
We're in the break room. Break room's fucking crazy. Criminal. That's insane.
No, you're like a predator and need to be on a list somewhere.
And this is like a full-grown adult.
This is like a man in his
30s. Yeah, that's crazy.
Did any of the boys who told you that they jerked off, was it like recently?
I didn't really ask.
Oh, my God.
But they are, buddy, our friends.
I know. They're grown.
Like, the best. Like, the ones that were like, they're not like other boys.
Oh, yeah.
All of them have jerked off behind the wheel of a car. Stop doing that.
I have jerked off a partner behind the wheel of a car.
I don't.
It's different with a person.
But that's different.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's different. Jerking off while you're driving, it has to be dangerous.
It is.
Also, all of them were like, and then you have to panic because there's cum.
Right.
And you know that they don't have napkins.
No. Only cool aunts have napkins.
I mean, what are you...
Not
what
gross
was
boys.
The plan?
I always think... Like, thinking of that person, I imagine just like...
Yeah.
Like, that's the noise
well,
I think
my
of.
My boyfriend told me that this guy is, like, in his 30s, short...
Yeah.
Gross looking. And he was like, and he has six toes on one foot. And I was like, I'm going to throw up.
I hate this. I hate
all
of it.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's a shooting a shot guy.
I don't know if we can keep this in, but we probably can.
That guy shooting a shot with like an 8.
Yes.
And being like, maybe. It's a maybe.
He also like my boyfriend was saying, he like hates women in the way that like you can just feel it when he walks into a room.
Brother, do I know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking nasty. Well.
Jerking off at work.
Jerking off at work. Gross. I'd lose.
We're all going to jerk off after this at the podcast studio.
Sexual predator Louis C.K. said something once about little boys like fucking things in their house. And I don't know why this will never leave my mind. And again, we'll defer to you, Mike, if you ever did this. This is the Mike Get Mike Canceled episode.
I have no shame about anything I've admitted to today.
Beautiful.
Great.
He talked about putting his dick in a fridge door and then like closing the door, not fully, but like
I could see like the squishy
applying pressure.
There's like the squishy side.
Yeah, sides. Yeah. And he was like, it's cold. This pressure. Is that anything?
I don't think I ever did anything like that. I mean, I will say when you're a certain age, when you're like,
when a man's be when
it really
when,
sucks
when a boy's
that
becoming
a
man.
Thing.
I know.
Yeah. And we've talked about this. We talked about this recently on this podcast. Yeah. So like, but like
when you're like 12, 13, 14 years old, like, and you're just hoping that like you're just trying to figure out what feels good and what doesn't. And you don't have a lot of control
exploring
over
exploring
like,
your body.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're not supposed to put it in
a fridge door.
Well, I was going to say a person that like isn't, you know what I mean? But right. like you just rub up against things. I don't know. You just figure out what works for you. You know?
I was rubbing up against things too.
Right. I would assume it's the same. But I was
having nighttime emissions.
And Frank, I don't think I ever really did that.
I had wet dreams.
We already talked about the time a guy had a wet dream while I was sleeping next to him, right?
I don't think so.
I think we did. It's short.
Yeah.
I was dating someone. He had a wet dream. We both woke up. And then I was like trying to save the situation. So I was like, was it about me? And he said no.
Yes. Great. Great. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, bad timing.
Yeah. I have like a weird thing where it's like my whole stand-up act is about sex, but I like can't post a photo on Instagram of me and my boyfriend kissing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're an interesting fella. You posted a photo dump with like a Polaroid I took of you guys, but it was like six in. And I was like, oh, look at Lizzie showing
and it also
affection.
Looks like we could be cousins.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And I was like, I'm proud of you, buddy.
No, there's another photo in that dump where we're like,
oh, you're being cute.
We're like smooched up a little.
I applaud this growth.
Yeah. It's like, I would never post a photo of us like fully kissing.
No. You're not a loser. You know what? I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We did good.
We
went all the way from
my dead dad's letter to
fucking couches.
Yeah. We're a current events show. We're politics. Yeah, we're sex.
We're topical.
Yeah.
We're politically minded.
We're radical feminists. Lizzie, where can they find you? Follow you. You like that? Lizzie.
I didn't like it. Follow you. You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y at the end. You know, there are links in my bio to stand-up sets you can watch. And also, if you're in the general Baltimore area, I'll be there at a brewery on August 30th. I can't remember the name. It's in my Instagram.
Yeah.
I'll be in Baltimore August 30th. And I also run a show every Wednesday and Saturday in New York City in Brooklyn called Comedians You Should Know. And you can come to that too.
It's a hot lineup every single time. Great
hang.
Come to the show.
Come watch. Stand-up is different than this and you'll like it.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you like this, but you know what I mean. Yeah. You'll like it.
It'll be a different taste of something fun and like a fun night out in the town. Yeah. New York City. Especially if you're visiting, this place will be like, yeah. I went to a crazy spot in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fun.
Andrea Comedy 69 across all platforms. Also, we see you subscribing to the YouTubes. We see you commenting. Respectfully Podcast on YouTube. I love seeing you there. And as always, rate, review, subscribe. See you later.